A funeral service was being conducted in the little cemetery in the town of Swellendam, South Africa. The deceased was a woman who had emigrated there with her husband many years before. As the ceremony ended, the mourners turned to leave. One African remained at the graveside, his whole frame shaken as he sobbed there in the rays of the late afternoon sun. Presently, onlookers asked him why he was so filled with grief. And this is the story that Chang Wan told them. Many years before, when this woman was young, Chang Wan had worked for her. It was her husband's custom to keep his money locked. At last, she went into the bedroom. Going over to the dressing table and seating herself before the mirror, she began to brush and comb her long hair. To her horror, she saw in the mirror not only her own reflection, but that of a man under her bed. She recognized it as Chang Wan. At his side lay a long knife. Its steel blade caught up the light of the bedroom and was reflected in the mirror. Slowly, deliberately, by sheer willpower, she forced herself to go on brushing her hair. Then she went over to her bedside and knelt down. Aloud, she prayed, "Dear God, you know and I know that we're not alone tonight. There is someone else in this room. Now, Lord, if it be thy will that I should die tonight, give me the courage to face death calmly. Thy will be done." Rising, she went over to the little bedside table, picked up her Bible, opened it at Psalm 27, and in a clear voice she read aloud, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" The words rang out clearly in the stillness of the night. "Deliver me not over into the will of mine enemies. Wait on the Lord. Be of good cheer, be of good courage, and he will strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord." Carefully she closed the Bible and laid it on the little bedside table. Then she slipped into bed and with trembling hands turned off the bedside. "Madam," he said quietly, "Madam, I'll not harm you. Please turn on the light and unlock the back door. I will go to my room, and tomorrow, madam, can call the police." She sat up in bed, threw a dressing gown about her, and switched on the light. There was silence for a moment. Then she said, "Chang Wan, I will not call the police." He was baffled. What was madam saying? Then tears came to his eyes. "But madam knows that there was murder in my heart tonight." "Yes," she answered, "but it's not there now, is it?" "No, it's not," he told her sincerely. She opened the back door for him, and as he stood out on the step in the darkness, he said, "Madam, can you help me to make your God my God also? Then I too, like madam, can go unafraid." "Yes, I'll try. I cannot give you this Bible, for it's too precious, but I will buy you one. Be here at 10 o'clock tomorrow, and I will give it to you." She shut the door slowly as Chang Wan walked out into the night. At 10 o'clock the next morning, he was at the door waiting. And often afterwards he would go to madam, and she would help him to read and understand the greatest and most read of all books. And from it he learned that he was a sinner, and it was not long until he had come to know the sinner Savior. This same Savior who forgave Chang Wan longs, listening friend, to forgive you. He died on the cross. He was buried. The third day he was resurrected for your justification. And this very day he'll do for you what he did for that man. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says you'll be saved. Trust him. He'll prove it to you. Amen.